3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network in Folkston at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we carry out each and every day. This program is designed around you, our listener. We set the stage, we present the question and the proposition, ask you to join in with your thoughts, your opinions, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Perhaps you, as some do occasionally, want to counter the position that I take on an issue. Let me remind you, as I take a position, it's not based on political rhetoric, denominational dogma, philosophical thought. It is based on the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. It is the truth book. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, has America abandoned our moral and ethical foundations? Have we abandoned what built America? Have we abandoned the Bible? Have we abandoned the morals and ethics and values? Have we abandoned the truths that were set up, set aside in the preamble to our Declaration of Independence? Have we abandoned the foundation? Psalms chapter 11, verse 3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're finding today, as the foundations are being eviscerated, totally destroyed, we see what the righteous are having to do. Many today are simply hiding under the bed and in the closet, fearful of their lives in the future, their business, their professions, if they take a stand. We're going to be talking about that today. I can recall a time, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I can recall, and I'm still less than 100 years old, I can recall when the American culture, we would proudly pledge our flag, sing a song, read from the Bible, pray each and every day in our public schools. At that time, as someone has once said, listen to the quote, I can't give you the give the credit to the one. I have no idea who it was. I recall it very distinctly. Said the greatest crime in public schools in history was chewing gum and shooting a spitball. And today, our public educational system, from kindergarten through the university levels, are rife with every kind of immoral, ungodly, ugly, unholy acts. Our teachers are teaching in jungle settings in our school system today. Teachers are fearful for their lives. Across the nation, in the public educational system, we're short approximately 40% of the need of teachers. Why is that so? Because we have abandoned the morals and the ethical standards that we once held so dear as a nation. We're going to be talking about that today. We'll look at some of the elements, some of the things that's happening governmentally. We'll look at some of the things that's happening academically. We'll look at some of the things that's happening medically, as relates to morals and ethics and values. And ladies and gentlemen, the sad truth is we have abandoned the morals, the ethics, the values, and the very foundation that America was built on. We need to understand what we're faced with in this election in relationship to the potential of the total evisceration, the total destruction of the warp and the woof, that's the fabric of our nation. It's a very serious time that we're living in, an occasion when every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot needs to be aware of what is taking place and how we must respond. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, it's based on a central biblicist worldview. A central biblicist worldview. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, John 8:31-32, made a statement. Jesus challenged his disciples with this: if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, a powerful statement in Scripture. Thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117:2, the Scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. Truth matters. Truth matters. It matters when you... when you're watching some of the fiasco that's taking place in some of the U.S. House of Representatives committee meetings, I am amazed at the quality of human beings that now represent us in not just the national, the state level, but the national level. I watched C-SPAN for a couple of hours last evening, with some of the investigation taking place in reference to the wicked, deceitful, criminal Biden family cabal. Some $30 million they've discovered already. And yet on the socialist, Marxist, Democrat side, they kept chiding, they wanted it on record, they kept chiding that the Republicans have produced no evidence of any wrongdoing on the part of Biden. Joe Biden or Hunter Biden, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a lie, an absolute lie. We're talking about today, has America abandoned our ethics and our morals and the very foundation? We need to go back to truth. What is truth? It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. That's precisely what I'm witnessing in our nation today. But the key to what we see happening, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the very key is that we're calling right wrong and wrong right. I go back to Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. The Bible says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Then there's a follow-up verse, the 21st verse of Isaiah 5. Woe, the word woe means calamity. It's God pronouncing calamity upon those that call evil good and good evil, and put darkness for light and light for darkness. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And then the calamity, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Now, you may disagree, but I could just exchange that verse for what you find in the Beltway in Washington. Those that are wise in their own eyes, prudent in their own sight. Ocasio-Cortez, AOC as she's called, had a spouting fit at one of those hearings that I watched on television, C-SPAN. The woman is bizarre, but yet she was elected to represent the people. And ladies and gentlemen, I told my wife, if that can be that kind of mentality, that kind of brain power can be elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, we have fallen a great distance if that is what we see representing us today. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to truth. And one of the things that's frightening to me, I don't know about you, but frightening, is that according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, see, there's no such thing as absolute truth. They think, quote, each person determines his or her own version of truth. And that simply is not true. The former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint warns that America's death of truth is linked to what we have and what we call truth today. In part, this is what former Senator Jim DeMint said. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that's my challenge. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as a half-truth. A half-truth is a whole lie. And we find that taking place too much today. And I believe it's to the detriment and the downfall and the destruction, the degradation, and the devastation of our nation. And as Christians, as conservatives, we ought to be aware of that. And we ought to recognize that God is speaking, and God would have us to call on Him, confess our sins, seek His face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask Him to heal our land. I paraphrased 2 Chronicles 7:14. If you'd like to turn to that in your leisure. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordains to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at what is taking place today in the academic field in particular, listen very carefully. Today in the academic field, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda has now become the norm. Our children are now being, today, our children, our kids in school are graduating from high school dumber than ever before. Yet America pays more today for education, public education, than any time in history past. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the flag is not a lie. Listen, we're comparing yesteryear in America with today in America to point out to each of us to understand and to be able to try to grasp and fathom the fact that we have abandoned our moral and ethical foundations. We've abandoned the truths that has made America great. We've abandoned the biblical concepts, the biblical precepts, the biblical values that America was founded on. Ladies and gentlemen, the flag is not allowed in most public schools today. Prayer is forbidden. The Bible is out and out considered illegal in our classrooms across America. I'm looking at a headline, lawsuit filed over school orders that students not pray together. The American Center for Law and Justice has confirmed it has filed a federal lawsuit over a school's orders that students not gather together to pray. In fact, one coach threatened the track team members, quote, "Don't let me see you do that again," end quote, after they gathered before a tract meeting to pray. The ACLJ said, describing it as a blatant violation of the students' First Amendment rights. While you would hope that this would be a clear mistake on the part of the coach, one immediately corrected by school officials, but it was not. The legal team said of the actions of the Indiana School District, quote, even after reporting the incident to the school administration, the matter remains unresolved. The students are subsequently instructed that they must not be seen together as a group and that they could only engage in a moment of reflection alone or in a small group, no more than two or three. Stunningly, quote, the girls' track team has been instructed not to give even the appearance that they are praying at any time before, during, or after the track meetings, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but that is a horrific position to take. And listen very carefully. The right to pray publicly, privately, in a public school, outside of a public school, in a federal building, outside of a governmental building, that right, that fundamental First Amendment right, is not abrogated, abridged, destroyed, or changed or modified just because we're Christians and just because it's public. It's a First Amendment right. And that is a subsequent side issue that we need to address today, because the Supreme Court Monday heard the oral arguments as to whether or not the federal government has the right to intervene and tell us what we can think, say, speak, pray, etc., etc. It's a fundamental right. And if we lose that right, we've lost America. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over with your question or comment, please.
I believe this is the domino effect, brother, that we've seen for so many years, dating a long time. When you got all these people we know of knowledge of what's truth, because the knowledge and the common sense have been destroyed in college and universities, in the public schools, because you got so many liberals, teachers indoctrinating the kids. So when they graduate from high school, they're halfway atheists. So when they go to college and universities, they are full-blown atheists, because everything has been removed, instructed, and being taught in schools. And the unfortunate thing is, we as Christians don't run for office, because believe it or not, those atheists that are passing those laws, they don't care what they're doing. But imagine, instead of being atheists in those places of government, they were newborn Christians. It would be a different way to see the things that are going on now. But that's what we did. We just let the field open for them. I don't want to get involved in it. I'm not going to do this, you know. Oh, no, politics is not for me. So that's what we had. You got a bunch of atheists, people that doesn't have any fear of God, regulating and dictating laws that not only affect the believers, but the non-believers as well. So how about if we are the ones, the mayor, the city council, we can do good for the society, you know, before Christ comes. But we just went to the side, and we are on the sidelines, you know. So that's what we see. So to be honest, brother, I'm not 100% surprised, but it's expected, because you let the field wide open, you know. Okay, let it be what it is. It's going to happen, you know. No, we need to fight for the future generations before Christ comes. But the worst, I mean, how bad has it gotten that you got a so-called Supreme Court judge that she doesn't even know what a woman is? Even though she's a woman herself, she has a mom herself, and she has a grandmother. And when she was asked on the Senate, what is a woman? The answer was, I'm not a biologist. I don't know what it is. How crazy is that, brother?
So if Jose, that's not in the Supreme Court, that shows the level that we have fallen to, and the dementia, if you please, within the realm of our societal system. But listen, let me touch on something and ask you a question about it. Talking about Christians not being involved in the political arena. You know, Jose, I place the blame squarely on the backs of pastors for 50, 60 years now. where pastors in the pulpits that are spineless, spiritually speaking, mm-hmm. will not take a stand on biblical truth and simply say, I've seen too many pastors, too many that have said, well, you know, if I touch on a political thing, it might make some people angry, might bother some people, might offend some people. I grew up in the era where you had horse shows, and the horse show didn't make the donkeys mad. But somehow, some way, there's a mindset today that the pastors say, oh, well, I'm not going to get involved in politics. I'm not going to talk about the candidates. I'm not going to talk about political issues. Therein lies the problem. We've had Christians, young Christians and older Christians, that have been, how would you say, distilled in and brought up under the guise and the auspices of spineless preachers that do not understand the full Word of God, that God created government. Civil government is God's servant, and it's to be obedient to God. And if it's not, then we as Christians need to take the stand and say, that's not for us. We're not going to do that. We ought to obey God rather than man. So, Jose, do you find, would you say that's a correct statement? Do you believe that we have today even churches where there's the mindset that, no, you can't talk about politics, you can't be in politics? How do we correct that? What should we do, in your opinion?
I think, as you were talking about this topic, Daniel came to mind. Remember Daniel? When mm-hmm. that ruler came out with that statement that you cannot do, you're a vow to my statue, this was happening. But the Bible says that Daniel prayed 3 times a day. So he had a spiritual spine, to stand up to whatever was evil. The issue that we have nowadays is you got so many leaders, and Christians as well, you don't have to be a leader, that we have forgotten the importance of fasting, reading the Bible, and praying. Because when we practice those spiritual exercises, the Lord is going to give us the will, the strength to stand up to whatever is evil. That's why you got so many leaders and secular Christians that everything is acceptable, everything is okay. I was talking the other day with a so-called brother. He said that smoking pot, it was okay, you are a Christian. I was like, what? Well, it is legal. I said, listen, I don't care. The world can legalize anything. But when you bring those laws to the book of books, the Bible, that ain't legal. Abortion is legal. But in the Bible, it is illegal. I don't care if the pot is illegal in America, but in the Bible, is something that is going to create dependency. And he didn't like it. But, you know, we need to be loving, but we need to know what the Bible says. But you got so many leaders that they want to appease everybody. They want to be loved by everybody. The Bible says the opposite. When we stand for truth, the world is going to hate us. And guess what? I'm happy to be hated by Jesus.
Amen. Okay. I'm happy to be called also, Jose. I'm happy to be called a Christian nationalist. That's where I believe in God and God's Word and the Bible.
I'm a proud homophobic too.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm a proud homophobic because my Heavenly Father, he's a homophobic because he doesn't allow that lifestyle. So I'm not panicking when they call me homophobic. I said, thank you. That's an honor.
Yes.
God bless you, brother. Thank you.
God bless you, Jose. Thanks for your input. You're spot on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious subject. Has America abandoned our ethics and morals, our very foundation? And my answer is, yes, we have. We've been removed far from it. And I believe it's because of the lack of spiritual spine in our pulpits. Pastors need to, again, regather and take back the rights that we have as citizens and stand for truth in the pulpit, preaching the truth, the whole Word of God, without fear and without favor, and without being afraid that you're going to offend somebody if you say what the Bible says. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over to your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, good afternoon. I'm calling in response to the appointment of the Supreme Court judge who lied about not being able to define what a woman is, because she knows what a woman is, but she would not answer that. So how do we have a liar in such basic form on the Supreme Court making decisions that will enable our country to be free and safe? I don't know how we can't recall her, because, okay, if you truly don't know, then you're not fit for the position. You know, so how can we get her off the position? Because truly, that's scary.
Well, number one, Lisa, let me just take that and run with it. Number one, we do not have enough conservatives in Washington that have spines enough to take a stand. They're afraid they might offend somebody. They're afraid they might offend a certain ethnic group in America with their future votes. I'm looking at a headline, Lisa, says Kahaja Katanja, whatever the name is, Jackson, mm-hmm. comments got even worse after fretting over hamstringing the federal government. It's dealing with the oral arguments they had on Monday in relationship to our freedom of speech. And now Katanja Jackson says that her words, and I'm paraphrasing it, I've got a five-page article here. She says, I'm afraid that if the Supreme Court rules that the First Amendment is unfettered, she says, then it will hamstring the federal government from enforcing their freedom of speech on we the people, on the citizens.
Oh, good.
So, Lisa, I've got a serious question for you. Perhaps you'd like to respond to it or not. And for our listeners, since when is the Bill of Rights designed for the federal government's freedom? The freedom of speech that we have, the right to keep and bear arms, the Fourth Amendment rights, et cetera, all 27 of our amendments are given to we the people. Government is supposed to be of the people, for the people, and by the people, not of the government, by the government, for the government. But now Katanja Jackson says that she's afraid that if we rule a right on the freedom of speech issue, that it will hamstring the federal government for enforcing their rights in emergency times. And a lot of that argument, Lisa, was based on what the federal government did, shutting down schools, shutting down churches, and forcing people to take the COVID death jab. And she says if another emergency comes up, the federal government needs to have the right to enforce their freedoms. Now, what do you say to that?
That should absolutely unify every Christian in America to stand against this government. Because
yes.
They don't have the right to infringe what they believe is good for us. We the people decide. But if we do not stand and unify, we will not have any more ability to decide anything.
You're exactly right. In fact, I'll use an illustration to elongate that thought. I'm looking at a headline that says, top scripture group blocked from handing out free Bibles. A Christian organization that for decades has simply handed out free Bibles is being blocked from its mission by a Georgia hospital, and sources reported it's because of the leftist ideology there involving diversity, equity, and inclusion. A report from the Daily Wire notes that the issue involves the Gideon's International happening at the Phoebe Putney Putney Health Services in the state of Georgia, and the pretty elongated article. But the bottom line is, here we are now banning, it's bad enough to have the Bible banned in a public school, bad enough to have prayer and the flag banned in our public schools, but now finding hospitals where people are dying and they need the Word of God are being told, the Gideons are being told, you can no longer place Bibles in our hospital system. We are watching the disintegration of the morals, the ethics, and the values that once made America great. Lisa, what is the answer in your opinion?
It is that verse that you said in Chronicles, we need to repent and seek his face and ask him for forgiveness and unify. And to your point about all of the pastors and leaders in Christianity, I've been in a multitude of services where evangelists came and spoke to us about in other countries, if you hold up a Bible or are caught with a Bible, they will absolutely kill you on the spot.
Yes.
And they will hold up a Bible in school and ask the children, kindergarten, first, second, third, do your parents have one of these at home? And the children unknowingly say yes. And when they get home, their parents are already gone. Hello, this is happening in America. It's
yes.
Not across seas anymore. It's here.
Absolutely. And Lisa, that should cause every one of us to recognize and to stand up for truth. Lisa, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and